A reading from Matthew 20:20-23. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons, and kneeling down, asked a favor of him. "What is it you want?" he asked. She said, "Grant me that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right side, and the other at your left side in your kingdom." "You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said to them. "Can you drink the cup I am going to drink?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father."
We've been following Jesus through growing opposition, but most of the opposition has come from outside his small group. But then, not long ago, we talked about Peter claiming a kind of a righteousness unto himself, because we've given up everything for you. And then we have this passage where part of the followers come in and really test Jesus' patience, I think. I mean, why can't these people, I mean, they've been with me. But I think it's one of the strengths of the Bible that this is here. That if this was just made up and Jesus was, writers were just trying to make a very virtuous and kingly, godly figure out of him, they would never put this in.
Right. Well, and you wouldn't have the early followers missing the point so much.
Right.
There's a whole dynamic here. You know, first you read it and you think, oh, here's the overproud Jewish mother, and the boys are in the background rolling their eyes. But when Jesus answers, he doesn't answer her, he answers them. She asks what he answers. So Jesus sees right through what's going on. And basically, he sees into all of our hearts in this one declaration. We all want to be at the top. We all want to be in the lead. We want to have the privileged place. And Jesus just gives warning to the whole idea that somehow we get off in our desires, wanting something that is not really to be granted to us.
Isn't this the same condition that we, when we were talking about the Pharisee praying versus the tax collector praying? Now, the Pharisee was probably in opposition to Jesus because Jesus would have discomforted him and pointed out the flaws of his own, who he was, his self-righteousness. But here we have his closest followers.
Right.
And it's just exactly the same problem.
Yeah. And vying for position, vying for being seen. There's an underlying danger here. It's called comparison. You know, why do they want it? They don't want that place next to Jesus so they could be servers and be the ones who sacrifice for the rest of the group. There's a whole comparison piece. Where am I in the order? Am I being recognized? Do I have my place? And this is a perpetual problem for us as humans.